Welcome to CW Today, a daily 5-minute program dedicated to helping women with their life relationships. Hosted by veteran ladies conference speaker and the editor of Christian Womanhood magazine, Mrs. Loretta Walker. The closer a woman's heart is to the heart of God, the better able she is to thrive in her relationships with others. In that spirit, here's the host of CW Today, Mrs. Loretta Walker.
I was reading this thought the other day, and I tell you what, I felt so convicted. I said, I got to share this with my friends. The Bible says in Romans 4, 16 through 22, therefore it is of faith that we might be by grace to the end the promise might be sure to all the seed, not to that only which is of the law, but to that also which is of the faith of Abraham, who is the father of us all. As it is written, I have made thee a father of many nations before him whom he believed, even God, who quickeneth the dead and calleth those things which be not as though they were, who against hope believed in hope that he might become the father of many nations according to that which was spoken, so shall thy seed be. And being not weak in faith, he considered not his own body now dead when he was about 100 years old, neither yet the deadness of Sarah's womb. This is the verse 20. He staggered not at the promise of God through unbelief, but was strong in faith, giving glory to God. Well, I just went through a period of time where I sort of staggered in my faith, and I thought, I shouldn't have done that. And when I read this, I thought, why did I do that? About a month, and I'm going to explain the story to you. About a month ago, I had to make a decision about when I was going to go up to Indiana to mail out our Mother's Day book. Christian Womanhood puts a new book out every year that churches can use for gifts for Mother's Day. It's this year's book is called Who Me? And it's about a Bible study on insecurity. But anyway, well, I had to decide when I was going to go up there. Well, next week I have a ladies' meeting in California, and I'm supposed to be there from Wednesday through Saturday. Well, the only time I could actually do the mail out next week would have been Tuesday. So I stepped out in faith and hoping that the books would get there. Honestly, I even thought about flying into St. Louis, Missouri, so I could drive a U-Haul to go pick up the books and drive them up there. You know, I thought all this stuff through because I was trying to make sure that when I flew up there that I would actually be mailing books out. So the deadline was this Wednesday that the books were supposed to be finished. So I, Wednesday all day, I just prayed, Lord, please let the books be finished. Please let the, you know, but can I tell you? I staggered. I thought, what am I going to do? You know, because I had to use one of those airlines that was not one that you could easily cancel their flight according to where I was. So I just, all day Wednesday, I just said, Lord, please help those books to be done. And I didn't call the company because I just felt like I shouldn't keep nagging them about it because they knew I needed them by a certain date. So yesterday was Thursday, and I finally got a phone call saying that the books will be there Friday. Now, this time, when I got that phone call and it said the books were going to be there Friday, I sort of staggered thinking, "Ooh, I'm so relieved." But ladies, what I'm upset with myself about is that I staggered. I let my faith, instead of setting the date and trusting God to get it, make it happen, I did not stand firm and say, Lord, you can do this, and I'm trusting you to do this. I staggered. And I don't know about you. Have you ever had something that you needed to happen, and you staggered? Well, this says here that Abraham staggered not at the promise of God. Now, God's promise is that he's going to take care of us, and he's going to direct our steps and all that. Well, I didn't do it. And I'm hoping by you hearing this story about when I staggered that you'll learn not to stagger, but to be strong in faith, giving glory to God. Hey, I'm flying out Monday to go up to Indiana from Shreveport, Louisiana, to mail out those books. And I am just thrilled that they're getting there today. And I'll have no problem being able to get them in the mail. I hope you will learn how not to stagger by hearing how bad I've staggered. Rejoice in the Lord always, and again I say rejoice.
Thanks, Miss Loretta. CW Today is a production of Faith Music Radio. For additional material about Loretta Walker, CW Today, and about Christian Womanhood Magazine, visit Faith Music Radio online at www.faithmusicradio.com.